Okay, here we go. Five words for Parsha Shmini. Tavshin Ayin Ches. Our learning Shmini is Chesu for Shlema Barchzi Berifa Basio. Rifka Golda Basio Hudis. Here we go. Famously, the Pasuk says in Perek Yod Pasuk Aleph, Nadav and Avihu took some guitars and they offered an Eish Zara Asher Lot Sivo Osam. They sacrificed something they weren't supposed to. And Chidush Harem has a tremendous lesson in Avodas Hashem. What do we learn from Nadav and Avihu? So he says an incredible thing. He says that, well, it doesn't matter about the machlokas exactly what they did. But they did something that they weren't commanded to do. And he says that we learned out from something bad, that because they did something bad they weren't commanded to, we learn actually how great it is on something when we do something. It might be that we don't understand certain mitzvahs, but we do them because the Kaddish Baruch Hu tells us to do. At the end of the day, it says if we do what we says, if it's more chashuv than doing every mitzvah with all the kavanas. The Chiddush Rim says mitzvahs, they're there not for us to be able to understand them, but they're there because Kaddish Baruch Hu told us to. And they're eitzahs, as the Zohar says. Mitzvahs is a lashon of eitzah. It's a ways of advice to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we realize from Navoda Chedush, from the sin really of Nadav and Avihu, Asher Lot Sivo Osam, says the Chedush Arin. We learn from the punishment, we learn Kavachamida Tova Maruba, that the greater is the reward, that someone who does the mitzvah because they were commanded to do, that's on a much higher level. Which reminds me of the famous Gemara in Kedushin, that Rav Yosef used to make a party when he did a mitzvah when he wasn't commanded. And then he would still do it, but then he realized that the greater God mitzvah also mishayna mitzvah also. It's greater someone who is commanded than is not commanded. And Tosa says famously, why is it that someone who does a mitzvah when they're commanded greater than someone who's not commanded to do it? Because says Tosa, you have a yitzahara to be able to do something, to be able to not do something when you're commanded to do. Right? What's easier, when your mother tells you to clean your room, when your wife tells you to take the garbage out, or when you want to do it yourself, or when you want to clean your room, or when you want to take the garbage out? It's much harder when someone tells you to do something. So says Toysis, it's a greater reward when someone tells you to do something. And I think that very much applies to Avodas Hashem. Which reminds me, last thing for the part number one, reminds me of a Divrei Chaim idea. Also, we just said on the Haggadah, the Yodea She'eno Yodea, the Eino Yodea Lishol. So he says that at the end of the day, you want to know what the Avodah is? Our Avodah is She Yodea She'eno Yodea. We have to know that we don't know. Once we know that we don't know yodeh she'ene yodeh, then a pasachlo. Then we open up the alf, the tough. Then a Kodesh Baruch says, "Hey, you have a certain another you don't know, you don't have to understand every little every reason." A pasachlo. What's alf and tough? All the letters of the Torah. Kodesh Baruch is going to open up the wellsprings of Torah. Beautiful idea from the Chiddush Arim, the Gemara and Kiddushin with Rav Yosef, Tosfos and the Divrei Chaim. What actually happens to be his yahrzeit is tonight as well. Moving on to the second idea. The second idea is from the Divrei Yoyah, the Satmar Rebbe. It says, "Ulhavdi ben Akodosh ben Achol ben Atame ben Ator." When talking in Pasuk Perek Yod, Pasuk Yod, it's talking about the tame animals. Not only that tame animals, but it's talking about just be distinguishing between the tame and the tar. So the Satmar Rebbe says a very interesting thing. If you look at the Lashon HaAvdala on Motzei Shabbos, he says, "Ulhavdi ben Kodosh Achol ben Or Lachoshech ben Yisrael Amim Yom Hashvila Sheshtim Mei Maisa." But says, ask the Divrei Yoyah, the Satmar Rebbe, why don't we say Lahavdil bin Tamei L'Tahor, right? The Pasuk says, in right here in Perek Yod, Pasuk Yod, Lahavdil bin HaKodesh bin HaChol bin HaTamei bin HaTahor. Why is it that at the end of the day we don't mention this in Havdalah? So he answers a beautiful idea. He says that all the Havdalahs, all the separations that we mention in Havdalah, they're all lost to level, they're all completely separate. The difference between Shabbos and the 6 days, the difference between light and night, the difference between Jews and non-Jews, they're totally different. But when Mashiach's going to come, the Tamei and the Tahor are all going to be one. Everything is going to be all the animals that are treif, all the animals that are non kosher. They're going to come to be tahar. They're going to come to be tahar. As the pasuk says in Zechariah, as the Zechariah says, as a ruach ha-tumah avir min arts. Chadosh Baruch says, I'm going to get rid of the tumah from the land. And therefore, says the Satmar Rebbe, you want to know why it doesn't say bein Tamei le Tahor, bein Tamei bein Tahor from Havdalah? Because at the end of the day, everything in that stanza is something that it's completely always going to be separate. But tummy, there are going to be things that are going to be tummy, they're going to turn into har when Mashiach comes, which reminded me the famous Chazal that said when it comes down to that, we know that a chazer, a pig, Chazal say, why is it called a chazer? Because it's lashon chazara, that in the future Kadosh Baruch is going to bring it back. Kadosh Baruch is going to bring it back, and it's actually brought down in this week's parsha. The Rechaim HaKadosh brings it down. The Rami Pano brings it down. The Chasam Sofer brings it down. that what's going to happen by the Chazir? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to change the teva of the pigs, and it's going to be what's going to happen to the pig and all the tummy animals. That all the simanim are going to have tahara dika simanim. They're both going to have the simanim names. And specifically by the Chazir lashon chazara, it's going to change. It's going to return. At the end of the day, that's why says the Simon Rebbe, we don't mention it in Havdalah. I think that's a tremendous lesson that we see that there's going to come a time and day where there's going to be a very specific change in the Bria. Which reminds me always of my great, whenever we go to the Washington trip with my seventh graders, you always go to George Washington's kever, his burial plot in Virginia over there overlooking the Potomac. It's mamish beautiful. And the Kohanim can't go in, and they're always very upset. And I always tell them the famous thing from Rabbi Eliezer Geldzahler. Blazer, the story goes, he's once up north with some Kohanim, and they were very upset. They couldn't go into the Kibbeh Tzadikim, but everyone knows in Tzfat, the tremendous, all the Tzadikim that are buried there. So he went over to the Kohanim, and he told him the following story. He said, you know, right now, we're all going in, and you, the Kohanim, have to stay out, but there's going to come a time very soon where the Kohanim, or you guys are going to go inside, and you guys are going to go inside the Beis HaMikdash, so we're going to have to stay outside. So at the end of the day, a person should understand that there's going to come a time of day where everything's going to change very much, whether it be with animals, whether it be with certain things that the Yisrael and the Kohanim could do. I think the person lives their lives in a different way when they realize that there's something greater going on. The third idea is from the Lubavitch Rebbe. This is actually the third and fourth idea are very much connected, because we know right after Nadav and Avihu passed away, there's a very big machlokus between Aaron and Moshe about what happened with the with certain karbonos. Basically, the Chazal tell bring us down the Gemara in Zvachim and Kufa Afam and Alf that what happened was is that we know that Aaron was an Onin and Elazar and Itamar were Oninim also, right? Onim is someone that passed away. The bodies aren't buried yet. They're paltry for mitzvahs. So Moshe really asked his sons asked Aaron's sons, why did they burn the karbonos, the carbon chatas of the Rosh Chodesh? Why did they burn it and not eat it? And he thought it was because they were Onanim. And Aaron says, no. That Isser of only of not eating, that applies to the regular Onan, to a regular Kohen, that they can't do mitzvahs. But a Kohen Gadol, when he's an Onan, he can still. So the Lubavitch Rebbe is a beautiful idea on the difference of the different perspectives of Moshe and Aaron. So he says that, he brings this down, Likutei Sichos in Chelek Yud Zayin. Says the Rebbe, a beautiful idea. He says, sometimes in life, a person has to be a Moshe Rabbeinu to a Jew. Moshe saw the absolute truth. Everything is uniform, everything is applicable in all situations. Everything is straight, everything's one line. But what did Aaron realize? Aaron realized that sometimes you have to assess the different situations. There's sometimes you could bend the rules a little bit based on what's going on in a person's life. Not obviously halacha, but a person going on in a certain, taking a person's moods. Right? Aaron Akoin was the number one Oivis of Rebus from the Cardinal of the Torah. He understood the people. Says the Rebbe, in our lives, we have to be like Moshe and Aaron. Moshe, devoted to the Torah's absolute and unchanging truth. Api halacha, 100%. But says the Lubavitch Rebbe, you also have to be like Aaron HaKohen. When interacting with others, we like Aaron must take into account their moods and inclinations, drawing them closer to the Torah through forgiving love. Meaning at the end of the day, we have to be a Moshe being a Tiga Jew. Everything has to be Yasher. But when we're being a Yasher Tiga Jew, part of being a Yasher Tiga Jew is taking in people's ideas, taking in people's attitudes and loves and their whole situation. Especially when it comes to Paschal and Shabbos, you have to know the whole situation. And I think this also applies to something that I heard from Rabbi Eliezer Geldzahler as well. Rabbi Eliezer said, when something happens bad to you, a person has to strengthen them with tremendous faith. You have to strengthen yourself. Amuna, 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 bitachon. But when something happens to your friend, you don't tell him emuna, emuna, emuna. What do you do to your friend? You give him a hug. You give him a kiss. You send him a text message. You send him an email. Right? They're different situations. The koan for different things. Sometimes there's a Moshe being able to go away. Sometimes there's an Aaron to go away. I thought that was a very unique insight. Moving on to the fourth idea, which very much connects to this whole machlokas between Moshe and Aaron as well. So what happened was Rashi tells us that the pasuk says in Perek Yud Pasuk Chaf, right after this whole thing that Aaron says to Moshe, that really it was him. It wasn't his kids who brought the carbon, but he was the owner, and he's not putter from any mitzvos. Says the pasuk, "Yishma Moshe v'itav be'inav." Moshe heard and he approved. Says Rashi, "Hoda v'lo bosh lomar lo shemati." He admitted to Aaron that Aaron was right, and he was not ashamed to say he didn't know. But the Sfarno says that it takes it one step further. He says, "You know, is it what it is sometimes in life where you are right when you're wrong and someone else is right? What happens? You get hurt." Says the Sfarno, not only did Moshe Rabbeinu not get hurt, but Yitav Be'enov, he actually was very happy for his brother. Sameach al tov sevaras echo v'banav shehitiv l'ros l'horos. Not only was he hurt that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the lach or he got it wrong, but he was happy that Aaron got it right. A tremendous level of humility. And as Moshe Adam, he called him, why can a person be happy for someone else and also be wrong at the same time? Because when you have tremendous anava, I think maybe what this Rano is saying, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu was right, was so happy when he got it wrong, when he got this halacha wrong? Because when someone is so happy for someone else, and so humble, then you could be happy for someone else. And it says the Svarno, Sameach atos Svaras Echav. He was happy for Aaron. And I think that's a tremendous lesson, especially now going in the days of Sfiras Omer. You know, Gemara Yivamas, the thousands of Samach Beis, that the Rebbe Kiva's 24,000 students died, Shalom Nagu Kavod Zabazeh. They didn't have proper honor for each other. Maybe we could say that the Shalom Nagu Kavod Zabazeh means that they are lacking a little of anivas. They're lacking in humility on their level. And I thought that this third and fourth idea, the Babich Rebbe, a big idea, about sometimes being a Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, the Sfornos, not only not being upset you got something wrong, but happy with someone else got something right. Those ideas very much apply to Sfiras Omer. Finally, the fifth and final idea comes to us from the Or Chaim HaKadosh. The puzzle is the way end of the parsha. I took you out of, and I'm going to make you holy because I'm holy. And you shouldn't impurify yourself with anything that's walking upon the land. This is in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Mem Dalet. So at the end of the day, says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, a very fascinating thing. He says that someone who guards himself from machalas asuros, when someone's very careful with the way he eats, with what comes into his mouth, that brings him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashomer atzma me'alchas asuros gover bo arotzom neskar l'Hashem terotzom mitzvosov. Someone's careful about not eating non-kosher, but not only not eating non-kosher, he's careful with what comes into his mouth. There, that in lines brings him closer to Torah and mitzvah. See, that brings him closer to the Rabbon Hashem. And I saw a tremendous remes in the Chasam Sofer. It says, Zois hachaya asher tochlu. This animal that you eat, Zois hachaya asher tochlu, it's Sofer Seves Torah. The person is careful the way he eats. Kfi derecha Torah, with a bracha, benching, the bracha rishona, bracha achrona, that'll actually bring closer to the Rabbon Hashem. There's such an emphasis on Pesach, about food, to take in the iris of Pesach, and be able to make sure the more we're careful about food, the closer we get to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I saw the Shla says, an incredible idea as well, the Shla says that just as we're careful about what comes into our mouth, kosher or not kosher, chametz or not chametz, you have to be careful also what comes out as well. Just like we're careful what goes in, we have to be careful with what comes out as well. Especially now during the Sfiras Omer, working on our Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Okay, let's just review these five or a couple more ideas, but let's just say five ideas with broken down into different parts. So we said the Chidush Harim, at the end of the day, Chiddush Harim says, what's the avoda of a Jew? What do we learn from Nadav and Avihu? At the end of the day, we serve the Rabbanu Shalom Asher Tziva. And when we learn Midah Tova Meruba, at the end of the day, we see what happens to that they did something that they shouldn't have done, and we see how much more can a person do when they do what they were commanded, like Rav Yosef. Tosa says, when you have a bigger, it's hard to do something. Like Divrei Chaim, Yodea She'en Yodea, we know that we don't know. We do mitzvahs not because we know the reason, Yodea She'en Yodea, and then Ap Sachlo. Moving on to the Divrei Yoel, says, Ubeina Tamei, Ubeina Torah, why don't we talk about the Nevdala? Because at the end of the day, there's going to come a time where the Tamei things are going to be Torah, and the Or Chaim and the Ramami Pano, Chasim Sofer all say the same idea on the Chazir. Why is the Chazir a pig called Chazir? Because Kosh Baruch Hu is going to change the Tevi, he's going to change the nature of pigs, and that the Siman Etar are going to come back. And the Siman Etar are going to change within the pigs. The Lavitcher Rebbe had a beautiful idea. What's this whole machlokas between Moshe and Aaron about being an onin and bringing karbanos and not? So he says sometimes in life you have to be like a Moshe Rabbeinu to get Jew. You're following uniformity. Everything is one way, black and white. But sometimes in life there's got to be an Aaron Kohen. An Aaron Kohen means that person is caring and is taking in the whole status of the whole interaction with moods and with their history and with everything. And not saying Chas from Aaron Kohen, saying to go against Talach Chas Hashem, but Aaron is looking at the whole picture, where Moshe Rabbeinu is just focusing on the end truth, and the Moshe Rabbeinu is the black and white, and the Halacha, Aaron Kohen is taking in the whole picture. Right, a person has to have the balance of both. And the Sfarno says Moshe Rabbeinu not only was he not hurt, he was happy that Aaron got it right. He was happy that Aaron, which is a tremendous level of anava. That's what we said, that maybe the reason why he was happy is because when someone's humble, then he's able to be happy for someone else. Maybe we could say they didn't give enough cover for each other because they didn't. The Torah was a very good Torah, but it wasn't changing their midos. It wasn't helping them be more of a humble person. Finally, the fifth and final idea, the Chaim says, the more we're careful with machlos and suros, careful with the food in our mouths, and the closer we get to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the whole pasha. Ki ani Hashem lekechem, v'yiskidashem, v'yiskidoshem, ki kadosh ani. At the end of the day, the second half of the pasuk, if you make sure the chol hasharetz now doesn't come into your mouth, you're careful with, then you're going to be kedoshim, you're going to be close to me, you're going to want to come closer to, you're going to come closer to me. And after the Chasam Sofer says, the sovitevos of zos hachaya, asher tochlu, this animal that you eat is sovitevos Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. That we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of them, and just because we're commanded to now understand the reasons, to be able to understand there's going to come a time where things are going to change in the future. And we wait to see those days very, very soon. We yearn for those days to be able to live a life like Moshe and Aaron, to be balanced, have Moshe and Aaron straight, and also understanding the whole picture sometimes as well. To understand, be happy for others, especially when we're wrong, be happy for others as well. Be careful with what comes in our mouth and what comes out of our mouth. And that will be Zochem, Mitzvah Hashem. Working on Ben Adam and Malcolm, Ben Adam and Chavero, Ben Adam and Atzmon, this holy time.